Here's Check on Stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. The Salisbury Housing Committee presented a preliminary revised plan for affordable housing at the Old Holly Block in Lakeville at the Planning and Zoning Commission hearing yesterday. The plan includes a complete redesign of the exterior to what's known as federal style. The new design reduces the number of units from 13 to 12, the number of bedrooms from 21 to 18. At the request of the Planning and Zoning Commission, the Housing Committee agreed to have a public session with concerned citizens about the redesign project before formally submitting it to the commission. There's also going to be a review by the State Historic Preservation Office about the site, which is not expected to be completed for a few months. After formal submission to the PNZ, the plan will also be subject to an additional public hearing. Police remind residents to lock cars after a theft spree has happened in Great Barrington. After a spree of thefts from unlocked cars overnight Sunday, town police reminding residents to always lock their vehicles and bring valuables inside. These rummaged through a dozen cars looking for cash and other valuables, hitting cars from Wyantonuck Street area off North Plain Road, Route 41, to the Castle Hill neighborhood, according to town police Paul Storty. They think it's the same person, also noting that the police do not yet have any leads. A man suffered critical injuries after falling from a hunting stand in West Stockbridge. Multiple fire crews and EMTs hiked up the mountainside on Sunday, rescuing a man who apparently was paralyzed after falling from his hunting stand as he tried to remove it from a tree. The man, 68 years old, was airlifted by LifeStar to Bay State Medical Center, according to the town fire chief, Stephen Traver. The man's name was not released. A man threatened to shoot up the DSS building in Hudson. A Rensselaer County man was arrested and faces charges. He threatened to shoot up the Columbia County Department of Social Services building in Hudson. Officials said Jordan Hose, 19, of Castleton, was charged with second-degree aggravated harassment, a Class A misdemeanor. The investigation was opened following the incident on December the 30th. Dutchess COVID deaths in January top any other month in the pandemic. In the opening days of May, as the number of COVID-19 cases in Dutchess County began descending from its apex, the county saw a surge of patients who died for reasons related to the illness. By the end of the month, 72 residents had died. That was a grim total that illustrated the depth of the impact left by the first wave of the virus. In the first 17 days of January, Dutchess County saw 74 residents afflicted with COVID-19 die. With more than a third of the month still to come, January has already become the most deadly month the county has seen through the pandemic. New York is exploring buying COVID vaccines directly from Pfizer. Frustrated by the flow of coronavirus vaccine from the federal government, Governor Cuomo floated the idea earlier this week of buying shots for New Yorkers directly from one of the vaccine makers, Pfizer. The idea seemed far from a sure bet, with the pharmaceutical giant saying it would need federal approval to sell to state governments. If that were to happen, the cost and amount have yet to be discussed. Two Berkshire pharmacies are partnering with the state to offer Phase 1 COVID-19 vaccinations. Two Walgreens Pharmacy in Berkshire County will begin to administer vaccines for eligible recipients as the role of private pharmacies in the vaccine rollout expands. Massachusetts announced earlier this week it would launch the COVID-19 CDC Pharmacy Partnership Phase 1 with CVS Health and Walgreens. Quote, starting, this program will deliver a total of 10,000 doses to at least 15 CVS Health and Walgreens pharmacies a week for eligible residents of the Phase 1 priority groups, according to the state. If you remember Scarpelli's and Tony's restaurant, Scarpelli's was demolished almost a year after the well-known restaurant closed its doors. The site is expected to become a gas station after the property was purchased by Terryville businessman Mir Ahmed, owner of the Valero gas station at 154 South Main Street. In its heydays, the restaurant was home to hangers, high school-age car enthusiasts who filled the parking lot with hot rods and muscle cars. Things were good up until Cumberland Farms came knocking at their door with a $1 million offer for the property. Some meetings going on in our area. Today, the Salisbury-Sharon Track Committee meets at 5 p.m. At 5:30, the Salisbury Affordable Housing Commission meets. In Cornwall, Board of Finance regular meeting at 6 p.m. tonight. Conservation Commission regular meeting at 6:30. The Board of Education in Cornwall also meets tonight at 4:15. Drive-through COVID testing in North Canaan Town Hall, 100 P Street, happens tomorrow and the 28th from 1 to 4, no charge, no appointment. Also coming up tomorrow in Cornwall, the Board of Finance has a 7 p.m. meeting. In Sheffield, Ashley Falls Historic District Commission has a meeting coming up at 4 p.m. tomorrow. In the town of Kent, their annual town meeting happens tomorrow at 7 p.m. Meanwhile, a town board meeting happens at 7 p.m. in Ancrum, New York. That comes up tomorrow as well. Region 1 Board of Education has a policy subcommittee meeting on Friday at 11 o'clock. D.M. Hunt Library has a Zoom event, Learning to Listen Classical Music with Warren Whitaker, Saturday at 4 p.m., the 23rd and the 30th. Register at huntlibrary.org. Sharon Playhouse Spotlight Gala happens virtually on the 23rd at 8 p.m. Tickets and more information are available at SharonPlayhouse.org. Tickets are $25 per household for that virtual event. We remind you that all the town meetings and other meetings that are listed here, check with their websites to make sure that they're either Zoom, Google, or in person. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgans at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, also on Facebook, and Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off today at 30,930.52, the NASDAQ at 13,197.18, and the S&P 500 at 3798.91. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.